Bluegrass is our real, the idiom that we both grew up wanting to be part of, and
yeah.
I'm afraid I've strayed a bit here and there, but I always like to try to keep up with the traditional bluegrass. Do have the Bluegrass Experience Band,
sure.
And so bluegrass. I mean, once it gets in your blood, I mean, why? Why bother trying to get rid of it?
You can't.
But, you can't shake it. But Bill Monroe is the father of bluegrass, and he and his brother Charlie started recording in 1936, like this, with a guitar and a mandolin. In fact, that first song we did is from their repertoire.
Right.
Feast Here Tonight, and they made about 60 sides for the Bluebird label in 36 through 38, and many of those songs have been absorbed into the bluegrass repertoire later on. But in 1938, the Monroe brothers split up, and Bill Monroe formed a band called the Bluegrass Boys, and he landed a job on the Grand Ole Opry in 1939. Started making records, but it really wasn't until 1946 when a young banjo player from North Carolina named Earl Scruggs joined the Bluegrass Boys. Yeah. And that ignited that, along with Lester Flatt, great guitar player and singer, Chubby Wise, great Florida fiddle player, bluesy fiddle player, and Howard Watts, the bass player, and the way those boys played music is what we call bluegrass. And I'd like to do one of those original tunes that Bill Monroe recorded with Flatt and Scruggs.